Hello and welcome to Thanksgiving Sunday, a morning of celebration as we look back over the year and give thanks to God for all that He's done here at Empower Church.
It's our great joy today to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving Sunday. This is an event that we host annually in the life of the church, last Sunday of November, and it's really a celebration of all that God has done in our midst over the last 12 months. And I just wanted to start as a matter of introduction to just add my thank you to all of you, to what Pastor Amber was just saying there. None of this would be possible without your giving, loving, serving, praying, and we're really excited to be highlighting this morning all that we have seen in our midst. Ultimately, our desire today is that God would be glorified as we go through all of this presentation of what's happened over the last 12 months, because at the end of the day, it is He who said that He would build His church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. So if we are held up, it's because we are held up by Jesus, and He has been so faithful towards us. The scriptures say in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." If you ever wondered, what is God's will for my life? Well, there is an answer right there. His will for us is that we would be a people of immense gratitude. Whether it's a valley year or a mountaintop year, that we would still look for and rejoice in and revel over the incredible faithfulness of God that we see in our midst. He's a loving Father who loves to see His children cultivating an attitude of gratitude no matter what their circumstances, because that's the attitude not of a victim but of a victor in Jesus' mighty name, not of murmuring and complaining but of faith and trust and praise. And very quickly, the scriptures say that we can overflow with thanksgiving, and when we do, it's to the glory of God, and that Jesus is our light, and that He has an amazing kingdom for us that cannot be shaken, and that's cause for us to be giving thanks this morning. The Psalms are full of instruction about thanksgiving and worship and praise, encouraging all of us as the people of God to sing to the Lord together and to enter into His courts and gates with thanksgiving and praise, which means that when we praise Him, when we thank Him, when we honor Him, we're actually supernaturally transported out of worry and into worship, to borrow from Bethany's tithes and offerings message last week. And we can have a peace of God which guards our heart and our mind. Who knows in our anxiety-filled world that gratitude could make an enormous difference in people's lives, particularly gratitude towards God that draws His presence of peace into people's lives. And what I'm particularly pumped about today is that we've got multiple generations today thanking God together. And the power of that is the scriptures say that one generation shouts the praises of God to another. In other words, adults today, as we praise and thank God, we model for the up-and-coming generation how to cultivate and keep an attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving even in the ups and downs of life. And who knows, that takes some maturity. But likewise, the kids set an enormous example for us today about how we maintain that childhood sense of faith and innocence and trust towards our God. It's praise from one generation to another, and I'm so excited about what that means for us today. So let's begin. The last 12 months at Empower Church began last summer. You might recall we were celebrating the Christmas season with a series called The Savior King, and this is where we looked at various aspects of the nativity story and drew from the scriptures amazing truths to be able to celebrate the Christmas season. And it was not only a sincere time of worship for us as a church family, but we also had comments and feedback from the general community about our stage design and the way that it was a public reminder for the true reason of the season that we have in Jesus. The first Sunday of January was also an incredible weekend where we hosted Saturate Sunday. And this was a weekend where we shared a message on what it means to be saturated in the presence of God. And in that theme of being saturated, we had water baptisms down at Cronulla Pool after the service. And that was an amazing day of a statement of faith publicly for John and Chris. So cool to be able to celebrate with them. And can I just say on that note, I'd love to start 2020, first Sunday of 2020, which I believe is the 5th of January, with water baptisms again. What a great way to start the year. What a great statement of faith. I'm going on for Jesus in 2020. If you'd like to be water baptized this coming year, please let me know. We want to get some info to you to set you up for that great statement of faith. So a cool day for Chris, a cool day for John, and John's cool days continued because that same week, he married his sweetheart, Thea, in Hawaii. So cool. We love these guys and we have been able to celebrate with them not only their first year of marriage, but there's also a bubby on the way as well. An incredible year. So, so good. So excited for John and Thea. And it looks like we've had some answered prayers with Thea's mum as well this week. Thea, you out there somewhere? Thank you so much for that praise report last night. Can we give praise to God that mum's stabilized in hospital? So cool. Thank you, Jesus. From there, Pastor Amber shared a multi-episode teaching series in January on the story of Esther. Let's check out that clip. So cool hearing about Esther's triumph and Haman's downfall from this amazing Old Testament story, and it definitely had, for such a time as this, relevance for many of our lives, and it was an amazing, amazing time. Then throughout the summer season, we also celebrated Australia Day, which, by the way, next year falls on a Sunday. We're going all out with Australia Day next year. That's going to be amazing. And we also had a 21-day fresh air fast from the 18th of February in the lead up to our Vision Sunday. And that was a time where we were also releasing daily devotional posts to encourage our time with God in that season of consecration and prayer, which leads us into autumn. The months may have been getting cooler, but we were just heating up with a productive, amazing 3 months for the glory of God. It's actually crazy how much we fit in just in autumn. To start with, we had our annual Vision Sunday, which was entitled All In, and we talked about being a part of, being a local expression of our international network of churches, a movement that's been running now for over 40 years and is called by God to see people's lives as born for more, to encourage them to be able to meet with Jesus in an amazing way. We shared on the opportunities that we all have as members of this church and as members of INC to have invitation, intercession, and investment as all-in members of Empower Church, which then led into our all-in teaching series where we did a deep dive in our 9 a.m. Ministry services about being infused with the life and power of the Holy Spirit. And can I just say, we've had some incredible encounters with the Holy Spirit this year in our 9 a.m. meeting. He has been so, so good to us, so, so kind to us in an extraordinary way. We also had Pastor Sue Ellen as a guest speaker during this time, talking about her victory over cancer. We had our Experiencing Easter Resurrection Sunday service. Then in May, we had our Super Sunday with a free screening of the Lego Movie 2 for the kids. So these Super Sundays that we have, they're a church outreach that we host together. It's a tremendous opportunity for us to be inviting community members and families to be able to just come and experience the love and warmth and generosity of Empowered Church, which is ultimately just a representation of the love and warmth and generosity of heaven above and the Lord Jesus. We had a mega morning tea on these days and a message for guests and families. Directly after that Sunday, we celebrated Mother's Day with cupcakes galore and gifts for the ladies. And as you can see from the pictures, that was a Sunday of full hearts, full tummies, and big smiles. And we did all that we could to honor the mothers and womanhood in general and the vital role that they play in the kingdom of God. And I've got to say, that was one of the best messages I've ever heard in my life from Pastor Amber on the role of women in the church. It was absolutely incredible. That was also the Sunday that we had Jude's baby dedication with Jaran and Lisa and the whole family. Committing this precious little boy, he's just one of our favorites. He just lights up the room wherever he goes, that kid. So, so good. So who knows, that was an amazing autumn season. Autumn, I reckon we need to rename awesome at Empower Church because that was pretty good stuff. Coming into winter, we launched our Destiny series, how we're all made uniquely with gifts and abilities and talents for the cause of Christ. We also had a Destiny Finder series that ran during our 9 a.m. meetings, and we provided media training, live training, binder notes, and gave away a fully purchased Destiny Finder online survey to empower people to have better self-awareness of how God has designed our lives. It was a great, great time. We're so grateful for our congregation's incredible generosity. Pastor Em has already mentioned it this morning, but we do have an annual event which really focuses in on that with our breakthrough offering, which we host annually at the end of the financial year. And everything that I described today, none of it would be possible without the extraordinary generosity of your lives and the way that we partner together to be the local church. So I pray that as we go through this, you take great encouragement and rejoice over what the Lord has done in our midst, how he has received our tithes and offerings and taken our bread and fish and multiplied it to feed our community and make an amazing difference in people's lives. We then came into the story of Jonah, about a prophet on the run and how God knows how to get our attention and bring us back from our false starts and personal blunders. Again, Pastor Amber was sharing during that time. That was incredible. And then one of the awesome highlights for me of the entire year, I've got to say, was the wedding celebration of John and Kate in winter. How stunning are those photos? We love these guys. It was truly a God-blessed day from start to finish. The gospel was preached. The love story of Jesus and his church was absolutely shining through this beautiful couple that we all love so, so much here. They were such an example to their friends and family and the guests, many of whom weren't Christians. It was a tremendous, not only wedding, but also outreach for the gospel of Jesus, for all that attended that day. I'm so very proud of them, and I still am. And speaking of this incredible couple, I've just got to push pause for a moment and say that whilst event planning their engagement and wedding and attending premarital counseling and John getting a new full-time job as a teacher, in the midst of all of that, these two legends have been running our HQ student ministry. Can we honor them for their amazing service of the local church? How about you come on up and tell us about HQ this morning and what's been going on, guys?
Thank you, Pastor Luke. Good morning, church. How are we all today? It's so good. We've had such an amazing year in HQ. Earlier this year, we ticked off 1 year of running HQ, which was awesome and worthy of celebration in itself. Term one, we started off looking at the Crash the Chatterbox series, learning how we overcome fear and discouragement and condemnation and press into God and be able to hear his voice instead. Term two, we moved into the Feed the Dog series, which has nothing to do with pet ownership, but rather it is all about engaging in daily spiritual disciplines in order to grow in our spirit life and grow in our faith. Term three, we checked out Life Is with Judah Smith, looking at how life is to be loved by God, to love others, to enjoy God, and to be at peace with Him and at peace with ourselves. Term four, we checked out the awesome dubstep-inspired Soul Detox, if you remember the ads for that. It was intense, but it was an awesome series looking at how we can live our clean, God-honoring lives in a world contaminated by sin. We just count it such a privilege to be able to be a part of this ministry and work with such incredible young people. Each Sunday, we get to head over to the Cronulla Cinemas and, you know, have like full-on movie screen, full-on cinema seating, lollies, Cokes. We get to hang out and engage in some amazing video teaching and engage in a great time of discussion. It's been so good to see these guys grow in their faith and grow in their relationship with each other this year. We've seen students rediscover Jesus afresh. We've seen young people equipped with the tools that they need to overcome and win in life. And we just count it such a blessing to be a part of it. And we cannot wait to see all that God does in and through these amazing young people in the years ahead. So let's give it up for our HQ students and for God. Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Pastor Luke.
Thank you both so much, guys. Let's give it up again for John and Kate, such champions. And speaking of our HQ students, we have a gift at the end of the service today. You're all getting free tickets to the movies. Love from Empower Church. We love you guys. Everybody, all of the students today are walking away a winner. We've got gifts for our Mighty Minis down the hallway as well today. So a great day of Thanksgiving where we're blessing the generations in Jesus' name. August was also the month where we had the Lion King movie day, where we saw scores of young families and guests packing out the place, grateful for the free movie that we sponsored for families as our way of saying to our community, God loves you, we love you, God is a generous God, this is what this looks like. He just gives amazing free gifts. This is His house. It's a place of love and kindness and community, and certainly that's what we saw together that day. In the closing weeks of winter, we undertook a church-wide multi-session study on discipleship, which is all about becoming a disciple who makes disciples, and how that cycle of discipleship, that discipleship, has been rolling on for the last 2,000 years of church progress. And now you and I get to participate in that great cause. Spring commenced, of course, with Father's Day, where we honored the men of the house with gifts and a good news message of what it means to be truly great according to the words of Jesus. And the truly great are those that serve those that are around them. And as you can see from the pics, it was a great, great Sunday. Then in October, Pastor Amber brought us around the Genesis story of Joseph with Plot Twist, a series on how God can providentially weave our setbacks and our successes in the loom of His providence to bring us to the place that He has destined for us. It was a powerful series, and it concluded just last Sunday. And in the midst of all of that, we've seen people discover Jesus, grow in discipleship, fulfill their destiny. We've seen salvations. We've seen new members join the church. We've seen marriages restored and strengthened. We've seen families blessed. We've seen miracles of God's provision, housing, favor, and healing. And that is all what we've seen over the last 12 months and what we've managed to achieve together as a family of faith, small as we are, because it's not about us and our numbers. It's about the size of our God and what He is able to do in and through a family of faith who simply believes Him and stretches out for miracles. To God be all the glory. Which leads us now to that moment which I know we've all been waiting for, which is where I'd love to invite Rachie to come. We're going to get her down here so we can get the kids up on the stage. to share a report and let us know about the PowerPoint system and what's been happening at PowerUp.
Thanks, Pastor Luke. Gosh, we've been having a good time in PowerUp this year. This year we've been learning together and growing together based around a book and a curriculum called Growing Up With God. It follows the journey of two characters, Lucas and Maria, and their friends as they receive a word from God at summer camp and then take it home with them and see the outworking of that word during the course of the year. And the ups and downs, as we all know, that go along with hearing to delivery. There's some twists along the way, and it was amazing for us to be able to journey through that together. I've really loved this curriculum because it's given us such a great chance to dive into some really like big meaty topics together, like does God speak to everyone and does it always sound the same? How do I learn to hear God's voice for myself? What about when things aren't going the way I think they should? Is God still in it? Does God have a destiny for me too? Or is that something that only some people have? How can I hear God for other people? And how can I help my friends discover Jesus and grow up with God? I know I speak on behalf of all our team, all our leaders, when I say what a delight it has been to be doing this journey with your sons and your daughters this year. They have stretched themselves so much as they've sort of ventured into the plans of God. They have believed for the fullness of God's plans for their lives. They've invested in their friendships with Jesus each and every week. They've pursued the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and they've learned that really at the end of the day, we're loved so that we can love. We have such amazing power-up kids who've pushed themselves to use all these things in the service of their friends so that through them, others might come to grow up with God too. This year, our boys and girls have been earning PowerPoints throughout the course of the year, and there are a little Empower Church Power Up currency that comes in multiple denominations, the most valuable being the elusive 50, that you really have to like bring the goods to get the 50. Each week they've received points for things like prioritizing God's house with regular attendance, getting familiar with his word by learning their memory verses and bringing their Bibles, and spending time with God midweek with the devotional activities in their little workbooks. So it's been a cracker of a year in Power Up, and they have all been earning and banking their PowerPoints week in, week out. So church, I would love it if you would join me in celebrating our amazing Power Up legends as they receive their prizes today.
Thank you so much, Rachie. Thank you so much, John and Kate. Thank you so much to all of our Power Up team faithfully out there week in and week out. So, so good. To God be all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. I reckon if there is anything in life that you are going to offer incentives for, it's incentivizing discipleship in the next generation. Can I hear you say amen to that? I mean, if we were going to bless kids for anything, it's their pursuit of Jesus. Because our God is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. We believe it to our core. Can we stand to our feet across this place, Empower Church? Can we give Jesus one more great big round of applause and thanks in this place today? He is a good God. We love him so, so much.
Thanks for joining us. For more information about who we are, you can connect with us on Facebook. Or if you're in the area and interested in joining us for one of our worship services, we would love to welcome you. 10 a.m. Sundays at Cronulla Central.